Say hello to Val. Zamenik. I got it right?
You got it right.
Val Zamenik. She is from Big Sisters of Greater Racine. Before we get to the event you're talking about, how long have you been with Big Sisters of Greater Racine?
1976, I signed up for Big Sisters. I was new to Racine, so I wanted to get involved.
So that was the bicentennial year. America was 200 years old. Now we're 250 years old. So there you go.
So,
what led you to Big Sisters?
I had two girls of my own. Well, I didn't have my girls yet, but I wanted children, and I wanted to be involved in the community, and I wanted to do things that would help out. And Big Sisters, I had a wonderful person that introduced me to it, and Ruth Ann Grayson. So I was really excited to be involved in the community.
Now, I do hear, I'm familiar with Big Brothers because you hear about them a lot, but you don't hear about Big Sisters a lot.
We're not affiliated with Big Brothers and Big Sisters at all. Racine had Judge Algram that wanted to help out the girls that were coming into the system. So he started out this program to help out the girls with a mentor. And so it was a big sister taking a little sister.
Oh, that's pretty neat. So, and is it just in Racine, or is this all over?
Just in Racine, the greater Racine.
And how do people get signed up if they have a child they want to keep, you know, out of trouble, and they want a mentor for their kids? How do they get started in this?
They can go through the website. We have Big Sisters of Greater Racine website. The guidance counselors all know about Big Sisters in the school system, so they can contact them.
You know, my mother, where I grew up, signed me up when I was a kid to the Police Boys Club, where I grew up on the East Coast. And she said, you know, she wanted to keep us out of trouble. So the Police Boys Club had different things you can go to rather than sitting on the street all day long. You went to there, and it worked out well. My brother was a member. My friends in the neighborhood were members of the Police Boys Club. And it was really neat. And this is very similar to that. This was back in the 60s, we're talking.
Absolutely. It's exactly the same, that you mentor the girls so that they don't... They were coming in with trouble and pregnancies. So the one-on-one was really working. I've had several girls that were successful, and we have a lot of girls that have come back to be big sisters themselves.
Let's talk about the fundraiser you've got coming up.
It's on Friday night. It's at Infozino's. We have a wonderful psychic comedian coming in from Chicago. He's new to our program. We haven't had this entertainment before, and it's going to be wonderful. I've seen him many times. He does a lot of unique things that you don't see other ways with comedy. It's a lot of fun, and it's a wonderful dinner included at Infozino's.
Yeah, you had me. Before you got to the psychic, you had me at Infozino's. I mean, you didn't have to go any further than that. Okay, so how do people get tickets? Give us the pricing.
It's $60 a ticket, and we can come in at 5:30 on Friday at the banquet hall in Infozino's. We'll have sign-ups at the door. Otherwise, they can contact me. I can give my phone number. They can contact me, and I can put you on the list. But at this point, it's close, so you can just come over on Friday night at 5:30.
Oh, you can pay right there? Can you pay cash or card? It doesn't matter?
Absolutely, either one.
Well, that's great. Well, this is fantastic. Is there anybody else you could talk about helping you out here with this project? Want to give a little shout-out to some people?
Oh, I have Eileen, Melissa and Gina. There's all Kathy, Karen. We have a wonderful Big Sister program, and the board is amazing. We want to really help out girls in Racine, so even guidance counselors can come forward and offer referrals for girls. And we have done a lot of activities. They just went to Admiral's game. June, we're going to Chicago on the train. The girls have done projects, art projects. We've had ice cream socials. We do a lot in the community. But we always need more girls, and we definitely need more big sisters.
And they can get that by contacting you.
Myself or the website. We have a lot of information on the website of what we're doing.
Give it again. The website is?
BigSistersOfGreaterRacine.org.
There you go. Well, thank you for doing that. As I say, I didn't grow up in a horrible neighborhood. It's just my mother wanted us to be busy, and she said that's the best way to do it, the Police Boys Club. And it worked well because you're with other guys your age, and they're younger, some older, but you all get together every Saturday. We got together, and that was year round, and that was really neat. And I did that for several years, and I'm very happy my mom signed me up for that. So this is a good thing. If you have a child and you want to keep them out of trouble, keep them on the straight and narrow, the Big Sisters of Greater Racine will offer some help for you. And it is there a cost to it?
There is not. In 1968 is when the program started. So the Judge Algram saw that we needed it in Racine, and the girls didn't have a path forward, just like you said, with what you had as a youth.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much, Val, for doing this. And again, it's Friday night in Fusino's, 5 o'clock, you said?
5:30.
Dinner and a show, $60 per person, and well worth it. This is your big annual fundraiser. It's your only fundraiser, right?
Their only fundraiser every year, correct.
Well, good luck to it, Val. I'm glad we can get you on the radio to talk about it. It's this Friday. It's this Friday, folks. 5:30 in Fusino's. Dinner and a show. Can't beat $60 these days per person. And the money's going to, you know, a good purpose. Yeah, yeah. Big Sisters of Greater Racine. Thank you. And Big Sisters of Greater Racine.org is the website. Thank you very much, Val.
You're very welcome. Thank you for having us.
Thank you. Bye-bye now. Good luck.